So in addition to asking you to capture that information, we're also looking at how we modernise the processes at the back end, if you like, of where that information goes, and primarily that is into ultimately all into the cancer registries. So by 2013, all 8 English cancer registries will be operating on a single operating processing platform. So you won't have this delay for registries to sign the data off and then share it into a common repository. It will be happening real time as you forward that information to them. It will use its base a lot of the national data feeds that are already out there. So things like cancer weights, the commissioning data sets, or HAIRS radiotherapy, go straight into the organisation that's asking them for it and then forwarded straight on to the registries. And you may be surprised to know that your cancer weight records, I think, get to the registries within 2 months of you putting that data into that system. We've never been that fast with data before. Then we're looking at how we build the local data flows in from your MDTs and from local pathology systems. But I think it's true to say that every pathology department now is sending electronic pathology extracts to their regional registries within a matter of weeks at the end of each month. Again, that timeliness has changed hugely over the last few years. What we want to do then is to be able to give data back to yourselves very quickly. We're looking to change the time when clinicians such as yourselves would say, well, the registry data, by the time I see it, it's 4 years old. It doesn't reflect my practice. We've moved on.